It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Yes, it is, and very coincidentally, but also amazing, we have Yeri from Imugi up in the studio. Hey, big day. Fresh announcement today of being on the bill for Laneway Festival next year. How are you feeling?
I feel kind of sick, to be honest. I've been coughing since I walked in, but... Oh my god, I don't know, kind of nervous, kind of super excited, like...
Well, when Polyester was on this year, a lot of them around here were, I'm just really nervous.
I was just talking to Kiria, actually, this morning, and I was just, like, asking him for advice, and he was giving so much good advice, so shout out Kiria.
Because it is a big deal, and you're on stage that a lot of, like, big international artists are going to be playing on, so...
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's amazing. It's awesome that they've got such a great... variety of local artists on there as well, which is always
exactly.
Nice. And I think you guys are great, so you're well deserved.
I don't even know. I'm just like, where am I right now?
You'll nail it, I'm sure. It'll be fine.
I hope so. Thank you.
So you've picked out three Laneway artists and your fave tracks from them.
Yes.
Why did you pick out these ones? Which one do you want to start with? And we'll...
We should start with the Mitski track.
Big track.
Yeah.
Because I was actually going to play this one, and then you sent me a message, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll drag that one.
You can't do that now.
Yeah, no, it's we saved very quickly.
Yeah.
Why'd you pick this one out?
Did I pick Nobody?
Yeah.
I was actually going to pick one from an earlier album, maybe like Francis Forever or something like that, but then I was like, no, like this is kind of like her new big single right now, so I guess like I just went with it. Also, it's really poppy but extremely sad, which is like kind of like a relatable feeling.
Yeah, it's great. I always like those kind of ones where you like jamming out and then you're like, oh, actually, this is like actually really sad.
Yeah, why am I crying in the club? Like,
this is a great song. I really love the new album as well.
So
it'll be so awesome to see it live.
Mm-hmm.
Should we go to listen?
Yes.
My God, I'm so lonely, so I open the window to hear sounds of people, to hear sounds of people. Venus, planet of love, was destroyed by global warming. Did its people want too much? Too much?
It's a very big track. I think I was telling you just off air that I've always been kind of on the fence with Mitski because everybody that recommends it to me really, really loves it.
Yeah.
And when I gave this album a listen, I was like, I let my expectations kind of drop a little bit. Yeah. And then now I'm really loving it. You know, I'm one of those people.
You gotta let your ego down for Mitski.
You gotta just appreciate it for what it is.
And
what it is great.
Yeah, it's just so amazing.
What's the next one that you've chosen?
What was the next one that we chose?
We've got a Raven Lynae track here.
Oh yeah, let's do the Raven Lynae one.
All right. Well, it's funny that I played a Raven Lynae. Well, great track that I played in the first hour of my show was the one that you wanted to play, and then I was like, oh, we'll just pick another one. Yeah. We can play two Raven Lynae tracks.
How dare you have the audacity
to choose such a great track.
Yeah.
But this one is just as great.
Yeah, this one's so mean too.
And an awesome feature.
Yes.
Awesome. Yes. And from the same album, why'd you pick it up?
I don't know. I just really love it. Like, Raven Lynae is so cool. She's so young. She's another beautiful woman of color just out there doing her thing, and the music video is so cool too.
I think with Lameway, there's always people that you kind of wish to be on the lineup, but you're like, oh, they're not actually big enough to be on the lineup. And I think Raven Lynae was one of those for me. I was like, oh yeah, well, that would be awesome, but also like, how onto it are they?
And then
they pull this out of the bag. And
Oh my god, I woke up this morning and I was like, I looked at the lineup and I was just scanning, like, okay, who do I get to see for free? And then I was like, oh my god, like, this is wild.
I think it's going to be a big day. This will be awesome. I'm curious about what time of day Raven Lynae will be playing.
True,
because I always worry with some great artists and you're in the blistering sun or something, and it's like, I'm all sweaty.
I've actually heard of a lot of people that have had sunstroke at Lameway.
Oh yeah, it's very serious.
Yeah, wear sunblock.
Yeah, definitely, and always have a bottle of water with
you. Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, this track, Four Leaf Clover, featuring Steve Lacy, is a big track from this one. I really like it.
Hell yes.
Scared to commit to a relationship, breaking up on in a friendship. I don't wanna fuck this up. No, no, no. These other girls are distractions. I've been really taking no action, so no need to jump and bug.
I get jealous
would be, we were saying off air, and I don't think that it will happen, but it would be awesome mm-hmm. if Steve Lacy came along for the ride.
Truly amazing.
With Raven Lanay. I think it's unlikely because of how much the internet are touring mm-hmm. at the moment and how successful they
honestly,
are.
Honestly, bring the whole band.
Just, yeah, bring them all back right now, yeah. And it could be just a fun little surprise for everyone. We're getting a few texts in about people's favourite memories from the past for this giveaway. And some people are saying that Mitski reminds them a lot of St. Vincent, which is very true, and they're both great in their own right and as a little duo. Some other people are saying Courtney Barnett, which is awesome to have Courtney Barnett back on the lineup this year as well.
Didn't she just come here?
She played at the Power Station maybe about a month ago. I went and it was amazing, and I have been left wanting more, so it is nice. And
you're unsatisfied.
It wasn't bad, but with inside shows, it's always different from festival shows. And I think I saw Courtney Barnett play at Laneway down at Silo Park a few years ago. And it was amazing down there. And so I want to see it in Albert Park, which will be just as great, I'm sure. And also, I love that new album. What's this last track that you want to play?
So this is one that I was texting Carl on the way. And Carl, unfortunately, could not be here because he is getting his money at Mojo
paying the bills
right now. Yeah, so if you're listening, Carl, you get your money, you know, you do what it takes. Carl chose this one, so I guess we can just play it in the memory of Carl.
It's for Carl.
Yeah, it's for Carl.
Carl picked out this one. Yeah. And it is, because I've never really listened to Rex Orange County. It's one of those artists that I think I will listen to because they're on the Laneway lineup. I think it's nice when there are people on there that you don't know, and then you get super into them, and then you go see them live, and you're like, that was amazing.
Yeah.
And then they won't come to New Zealand for a few years. After that. Yeah. Like, oh, just come
or
back.
They never come back at all. And it's like, cool.
And it's like, okay, tick.
Yeah.
We'll give this a listen. Thanks for coming up. Great picks.
No worries.
Very relatable, and congrats on being on the lineup.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
You're also playing this weekend as well. Forget that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Playing with Kool Tan.
Yes, and it's their final, well, not their final show ever, but Mir is leaving the country. So it's like a farewell show to like Kool Tan and also Mir, I guess.
Yeah. Well, temporary hiatus. I'm sure there will be another show.
They have to. Yeah. Oh my God.
Because they're so great.
Truly awesome. Amazing.
Your miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got troubles. I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together and see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. And some of the folks might be a little smarter than I am, bigger and stronger too, maybe. But none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.